I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Leftovers in there, your boneless spare ribs, your crab rangoons, your teriyaki strips, your chicken fingers. Yeah, you got your pork fried rice, all of the Chinese. You got all the Chinese in there, and you're expecting to take it to lunch with you or to eat it for breakfast, and it's gone.
And then gone.
You're enraged.
Empty containers in the trash. So the guy that she threw the knife at, we don't know if it's her roommate or her boyfriend, but in any case, they did live together. So she found that the Chinese food was gone. And when he got home, she accused him of eating the food. He swore he didn't do it, so she chucked a knife at him. Luckily, she missed and then followed up with this comment: if I wanted to hit you, I would have.
Oh.
So a little warning knife shot.
Yeah.
I love it.
Aggressive.
He called the police. She was subsequently arrested for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon without intent to kill.
Now she has a new job at the carnival.
Right.
As the knife thrower.
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
Hey, what would you say, real quick, we have time, I believe, but we have a couple minutes, and then I got to give you the text code word for $1,000. But what would you say, what Chinese food item would you say, as experts, holds up best on the second or third day as a leftover?
Chicken and vegetables.
Really?
Like, I can't wrap my head around you eating cold rangoons.
Oh,
and
it's,
the other thing
I love cold rangoons.
First of all, love them. Pork fried rice or any vegetable fried rice, any Chinese food fried rice is not a secondary edible item.
Yeah, so a texter said the same thing, that you can't eat the pork fried rice the next day. Boneless spare ribs you can, but they have the congealed grease on them.
I smear that all over my face.
I'm sure you do.
I find if you add just a splash of water to the pork fried rice, it helps steam it back. Like, you know how it gets dry?
These people,
recook it in a frying pan with some water?
Yeah, or a microwave. Just put a little splash and then stir it up. Same thing happens with, because I like the sub gum chow mein, but that turns into a gelatinous mess that just does not ever reheat to its original form.
Lots of texters are saying lo mein is the very best thing that holds up and is best as a Chinese food leftover.
On a hot day like today or yesterday.
Eat it ice cold.
Or as I call it, bro mein.
That's kind of weird. Actually, I don't think we want to go down that road.
What about, here's somebody who says that General Gao, I think is how you say it. General Gao's chicken holds up really well.
Nah.
Oh, what about Peking ravioli? This person says that's number one.
It gets
gummy.
Yeah, it gets really gummy.
Still good though.
That's great.
I mean, you need it. It doesn't matter.
It's supposed to be like rubbery and easy, and then when you secondary it, it gets like hard and
doesn't sit well.
Yeah.
Second day egg rolls are awesome. That is a 774 text, and so are cold chicken fingers, according to that texter. All right, it is 7:02, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now, LB.
I like the nooks and crannies because they're different.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti, Dr. Robert Leonard, the Masters of Hair Restoration. If you're tired of being bald, ladies, guys, call 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Swinging a ground ball toward the middle. Bogarts has it. Steps on second. Throws the first. Double play. Ball game over. The Red Sox win their sixth in a row. They are now 47 games over 500, the final Boston 10 and Toronto 5.
The Big Joe with the call. Welcome back to Rafi Devers as the Sox roll 10-5 over the Blue Jays. And they look for another sweep up in Canuckville. X-Man Drove in three. Brian Johnson was laser show on the bump, and that makes it 81-34, the best team in Major League Baseball. And yep, the Nobs are they're trying hard. They won yesterday. They're trying to stay with their nine back, but it ain't happening. The Blue Jays are just a mere 23.5 back. Hillman.
Oh, it's not bad.
Is that attainable?
They're still
do
in
you
it.
Give up? At what point you do never you start give up. Drinking?
That's right.
When you start crushing beers at the ballpark before you go out on the field.
It's like you. When you think you have a point to make, you never give up. It doesn't matter.
It just keeps going.
You were like 30 games back yesterday, and you never gave up.
I like
just,
it.
You never give up.
Keep digging. Keep digging. Porcello goes for the good guys against Ryan Baruca. It is a 7-10 start tonight. And the Nobs, G. Stanton had the grand slam to beat Chi-Town for the Yankees last night. The Patriots have the Redskins tonight. Football season is here, my friends, and we're all pigskin fans. It's 1-16 preseason NFL tilts tonight, and check out your cable stations, or if you have the package,
oh,
you get
yes.
to watch everything.
Well, of course, LB.
Yeah.
What broadcast channel is that game on this evening?
BZ. WBZ.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I think if I remember correctly, our great friend Rob Ninkovich will be on television for these preseason games.
Fabulous.
So I want to congratulate our pal Ninko.
Yes.
And certainly, I mean, preseason is preseason, but I'm certainly glad that football season
is back. Yeah, you're not
going
to see Tom Brady tonight.
You don't think so?
No.
I mean, he kind of took the offseason off to do the family things, and you don't think he'll want to get in there for
a
series tonight?
I don't.
You know,
because he's 41.
He'll patting guys on the butt, and riding the bike. And...
Well, what about lighting guys up? Is he going to light somebody up if they don't make a catch?
No. Skipping this is the equivalent of taking every Friday in July off.
Now, see these texters are trying to get you going. They think you said G. Stanton because you don't know his first name. But
Giancarlo?
Yeah, right. See? Yeah. Nailed it.
I call him G.
Who wouldn't know one of the best home run hitters in the AL?
Yeah.
Especially when you got our guy, J.D. Martinez, which is bundling the dude from New York,
yes.
who I'm not sure if you're with me, but I hate the Yankees.
Yes, right.
Okay? All right. In your face. Mic drop. I should just stop the sports, but I can't.
No, don't.
The NBA and the Celts open up October 16th, and you got to love it. Guard Jaylen Brown. These young guys with the Celts, cocky.
We're getting to the finals. No question about it, but I hate how everybody's like, oh, LeBron's gone in the East. I know he did have a stronghold on the East for the last 7 years, but he barely got up out of there this year. And our mindset was like, man, he's not beating us again. And that's what our mindset was. Like, we had a bunch of young guys who could really play, and we didn't back down from nobody. And we just came out and played basketball, and that's what we do. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if we are the favorite in the East or we're predicted to win 10 games in the East. You got to come out and play.
All right.
Love that kid. The NCAA finally woke up and are allowing agents for their college players. Players can go to a pro camp. If they don't make the pro team, they can come back to college. And I think that's a great thing. The PGA plays round one of the PGA Championship out in St. Louis at 2 o'clock on the Golf Channel. And the Bruins game national anthem auditions went down at the Garden yesterday.
Oh, say,
can
you see
by the dawn's early light?
At the retirement of the iconic Renee Rancourt, who sang the anthem at Bruins home games for 4 decades.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Well, good luck.
You want to give credit on that report?
What's that? It was I got it off NASA.
Oh, that was from NASA.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, they have the reporter in there, and they put it together. Anything?
Yeah.
So I think it's
a pretty amazing job.
Yeah.
I mean, pays well. They play 82 game. They play 41 home games, I should say, and it's $2,500 a pop.
Are you serious?
How much it is?
Yeah.
Huh. Really?
Yes.
All right. That's good.
That's insane.
That's yeah.
Oh, say, you see?
Thank you, LB.
Okay, Lyndon, you're out. Sorry.
I didn't make it.
It is.
We need someone who's going to show up to sing.
It is 7:10 here on the Hillman Morning Show, which is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you can go to EchoStore.com. If you're a guy and you're still single and you're wondering why, researchers have determined the 43 reasons that you are still single. And as a public service, we will share that with you next, and then we will get to perhaps the greatest Stowe 5-0 call ever in the history of the Stowe police responding to ridiculous and unimportant and not dangerous calls or walk-ins from the Stowe residents. So all of that coming up next on today's show. Due to numerous requests from coworkers and listeners, I have taken tight control of the reins of this show this morning. It's like Crimson Tide when someone was attempting to seize the bridge. Do you call it a bridge on a submarine?
Yes, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. I listen. You ask. You text. You reach out on social medias, and I listen. I am. I have seized control as the captain of this ship, and right. I've got strict control in place
right.
today.
I got a talking to.
I was the.
Oh, did you listen this time?
Yeah, no. I had my head down. You just stare at the floor.
Yeah.
You don't say anything. Okay.
You don't say anything.
Oh, when the boss is lighting you up, you just stare at there. When Terry O'Reilly was lighting up the locker room, everybody's staring at the floor. Right. You don't want to be that person that goes, well, you know, I thought.
Just here's, take it.
Here's a 978 text that says, Greg, I bet you thought you were done punishing children. Well, yes, I did. Danielle was telling me, what was the thing you were telling me in the office this morning about? Danielle said, did you give Brees any last-minute money when you dropped him off Sunday at Bentley? And no. I said, you always, you know, as a dad, you always want to slip a little something extra for, you know, in case somebody needs to call
or
there's an emergency. And you were telling me that there's new information that a good portion of any money, any extra money you give to your child goes to booze.
Yes.
I mean, this is not really a news alert. I mean, this is not really
LB, another right. study we totally missed out on.
Yeah, serious yeah.
We did. 15% of college students reported spending their parents' money primarily on booze.
Oh, that's
this is a 15% chance. Those are the ones that were willing to admit it.
Yeah. Well, it happens. It happens.
I'll just say this. What is there? Because Hillman, you're in the biz. What is there? 154 cups of beer in a keg.
It's so if you got, it's like
155.
Yes.
Beers in a keg. So yeah. if you get 10 guys together,
it's
for $10 a pop.
Yeah. Well, no, you just get.
You're rolling.
Yeah. Just gotta buy your way in.
You're throwing a party. You got chicks.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Your dorm's jammed up with a bunch of girls in booby shirts.
I want credit to go where credit should go, because a 781 texter says, nice job on the re-entry tune. That's the rejoin is what we call that. Mr. Shu, and actually Danielle was on the rejoins. So,
Thank you.
And the texter says that is, now Shu, this is going to start a major argument, which we don't have time for.
Oh, boy.
But a texter says that is absolutely the best tune that the band did, Allman Brothers. I do love that song. I mean,
that is a great tune.
It's one of their best songs. But I don't know if you can say it's the
if
best
that
song.
Texter was here, I'd go right up to him and poke him in the chest.
Attaboy. I told you,
attaboy,
don't prod.
And
don't,
I'd say,
attaboy.
Don't start anything. This is Dan on the Framingham Ford Studio line. What's going on, Dan?
Greg, who are you kidding? Did you slip him anything extra? What, you give him a black Amex card?
That's a little extra, yeah.
Nah. Well, no, but you know, it's cool that Hillman was like, he was real. Yes, Brees probably has his own credit card because he has his own job.
My kids.
But I think it's cool that Hill Dog probably threw him. Would you throw him like 300?
Listen, they
or do you throw him a 20?
You know me. Do you think I gave him 300? I mean, no, I gave him 10 bucks. The, no, listen, my kids work during the summer and they spend that money that they make during the summer on their expenses that are not covered by what you by the ridiculous amount of money that you pay the college or university where they choose to go, which I mean, do you remind them
at breakfast every day?
Oh, so
to you
don't
know,
spend
I pay your
money?
College tuition. No. Enjoy your scrambled eggs.
We have a lot of you who listen to this show have young kids, and my old man advice to you would be immediately stop going out and having fun with your spouse or your family. Take all that money and immediately save it for college. Yeah. Because by the time your kids get to college, it's going to be $150,000 a year. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. All right. Hey, we're going to get to Sto5O in a little while. And if you don't follow me on Instagram, then you probably did not see last night when I shared what might have been the single greatest Sto5O call that was ever made by any resident of Sto. So we're going to get to Sto5O and go over all of the calls that were made to the Sto Police Department last week in a little bit. But before that, there is a report from some researchers about the reasons why you are still single if you're a man. And some of them are very interesting.
Yes.
And so if you're a guy and, you know, you're pushing your what do you think the average age of getting married is now? It's got to be in the 30s, I bet.
It used to be in the 20s. Yeah.
So but you're wondering, and even maybe you're in your 20s and you can't find a girlfriend. And so you're wondering why these researchers have been able to ascertain during their research the reasons why you are still single. So let's go over. Who did this, Danielle?
These were researchers at the University of Nicosia in Cyprus.
Okay.
And they had posted a question in a Reddit forum, guys, why are you still single? And they
tabulated the results.
They analyzed them,
Okay.
And they filtered it for people that were not willingly single and did want to be in a relationship. Okay.
So they. So 1% of men.
Basically.
Who want to be in a relationship. The 1% who are delusional and want to be in a relationship. Okay. What are the reasons?
Poor looks was the number one thing. It's baldness, being short.
Yeah, agreed.
Stuff like that, the poor looks.
Unibrow
was a part of that
asking
for sure.
For a friend. Yeah.
The number two reason was low self-esteem and low confidence.
You don't want
to put yourself out there because you don't, you know, feel good about yourself.
Yeah, like the Eeyores of the world, right? You know, who are just not, they just don't feel good about themselves.
Well, I guess I won't ask that girl from Dunkin' Donuts out today. Number three was low effort. They're just not trying. Because they're discouraged.
Lazy.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Could be laziness too.
Laziness.
Well, there's so many other things to do, like watch Netflix.
Right.
So you got to
priorities.
You got to put the effort in.
Yes.
If you want to meet people.
Poor flirting skills. I thought that one was very interesting. No game.
Yeah.
You got no game.
Right. Right.
Should you live around here?
Right. Come here often? Not anymore.
They got to work on their opening lines or whatever.
They often recently broke up or had a bad experience with a previous relationship, so they're soured on the dating.
Yeah. Here's a 617 text that says, is working at Home Depot and not having any toilet paper at your house on the list?
Serious.
Possibly.
Serious. How do you not have toilet paper? Mm-hmm. Comes in like a 76-pack.
What about tiny hands? Is that on there?
Tiny hands is not on there.
All right. What else? What's next?
No, they complain that there are no available women, and that's why they're single.
Okay. So the reason is that the guy is thinking that there's no available women? Or
the perception is that there are no available women out there.
Well, there are available women.
Of course, everywhere.
You just have to try to find them.
Too picky.
Oh,
sure.
I would get that. There's a lot of guys who expect that they're going to be with Emily Ratajkowski.
Right.
And they're going to have to settle for Marge Smith, you know? All right.
Lack of achievements in life. Like job status, career, maybe buying a house,
that's
hitting milestones.
Yeah. If you roll out of the wrapper at 10 a.m.
Right. I'm going to need to see a dossier on everything you've done in the last 8 years, please. This one's very interesting. Not picking up clues of interest from the woman.
Yes.
So they're not good at deciphering when a woman is interested in them, which is, you know, that's a thing that's become a real problem in light of the Me Too movement that I think a lot of people are especially men, are afraid to make that assumption, like, is she DTF?
Here's a 774 text that says, reason number 12, sending unsolicited D pics. By the way, I just got a text question about that topic for Inside the Warped Female Brain.
Okay.
Which we will go over in about 20 minutes or so during Inside the Warped Female Brain. But all right, what else?
Lack of money.
Oh yeah,
everybody rolls that way though, girl or guys.
Mm-hmm. We are discussing researchers who have determined the 43 reasons that you are still single if you are a man. And what else is on the list?
They fear they will not be a good partner. They've probably been beaten down by an ex telling them they're a POS.
Oh,
so they
feel
like they wouldn't be a good boyfriend. Sure. So they're reluctant to take the jump.
They're reluctant to even
jump.
Try.
Is NASCAR on the list?
NASCAR is not on the list, interestingly, which is... That's,
did
I
miss it? Is sense of humor on there?
They don't have a sense of humor?
Yeah.
No. It's not on there.
Huh.
Lack of social skills is.
Okay, that could be.
So that's kind of the expression.
Yeah.
And,
right. Yeah. What about they overheard, this is a 781 text, they overheard their potential date's phone number while she was in line giving it to a cashier. And that's
Petco.
That's from How Creepy Is It yesterday. Well, that's the secondary text that came in during How Creepy Is It. And Danielle was... absolutely flabbergasted.
Yeah, no, please.
In case
don't.
You weren't listening during the 8 o'clock hour yesterday, this woman texted in who had been trying to rent an apartment here in the city, and the guy that she was renting it from, she didn't pick that apartment. The guy followed up and said he wanted to go get coffee with her. She thought that was creepy. And then somebody had texted in and said that they met their wife when she was at Petco, and they overheard her giving her phone number for her rewards card use, and they later used that number that they overheard and like wrote down or whatever, or memorized. They used it to reach out, and they're now married.
That's the one guy it worked for. The rest of them are in jail on stalking charges.
I think I will just say this. For you single guys out there, when if you're out at a bar and people and single people still go out to bars, if you bump into a chick and you guys kind of hit it off, the best thing you can do is ask for her phone number.
Uh-huh.
Don't write it down. Memorize it, because she'll think you're being really awesome.
No, the trick is you take their phone and you say, hold on, and you call yourself so they can't give you a fake number.
That's freaky.
I'm going to text you right now.
Texter wants to know if being addicted to Star Trek is on the list of reasons why you're still single.
You know, not specifically.
You know what, Greg? We're very sensitive about that.
Is devoting all day to playing Fortnite on the list of reasons why you're still single?
I think that falls under different priorities, lack of time, and socially awkward.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. It is 7:32. Hopefully that helps. Speaking of dating, I do want to, during the 8 o'clock hour, because we got a lot to do this morning, but during the 8 o'clock hour, around 8:35 or so, I want to talk about science, which has discovered the reason that online dating is not working for you. So if you're somebody who is trying to meet your soulmate online and it's not working, science has figured that out, and we will discuss that at 8:35. today's weather, certainly better than it was last night. It's going to be cloudy. There will be some sun out this afternoon, and at times today, the temperature is going to be 86. The current temperature is 73 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. And if you want to text us, you can text on the text line, which is 97107. And quick heads up that we are about a half an hour away from your Hill Mail voicemail messages, so you still have time to leave one of those. Leave a voicemail on any topic, dating or anything, the weather last night or the first place Boston Red Sox or anything that we've discussed this morning.
Greg, New Yorkers have their panties in a bunch that the National Pizza Hall of Fame is opening in Chicago.
Road trip. When is that opening?
Not a
up?
Bad idea.
Deep dish pizza.
It's going to be opening up this week.
Oh.
Friday.
Really?
Tomorrow. Yes.
Oh. I got to get to the... we don't have time because we got to get to Still 5-0. We have a moment. Where do you stand on deep dish pizza?
A fan. I love it.
You say sucks?
Sucks.
No, I love it. If it's done right.
You love it?
I love it.
Danielle, where are you on deep dish pizza?
In a pinch, but I'm not going to opt for it.
Really?
Yeah, no. Not my favorite.
Too much.
I like the thin crust.
Too much crust. Yeah. Too much stuff.
No, so, see, that's where it's done right. It's not a lot of crust.
Yeah.
A lot of tomato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So New Yorkers are pissed because they think they have the greatest pizza. They think they're great. They think everything about them is great in New York. I mean... I don't know. Chicago is... Was deep dish pizza an American thing?
No, it's Chicago.
No, Chicago's in America.
No.
But was it an American thing? And was... it must be. That's probably why it's the only pizza that's... What?
When you said, is it an American thing, I thought you were asking, did somebody design it in California or Florida or whatever? I said so.
Okay.
My answer was
all in America.
No,
right. Chicago
it was
is
invented
Chicago's
in
also
Chicago.
It was, yes, that's what we were. That's, right. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Away we go. I was having a great day.
You can still keep going, buddy. It's okay. Don't let that deter you. According to the official cultural historian for Chicago, Tim Samuelson, there's not enough documentation to determine with certainty who invented Chicago-style deep dish pizza. This is according to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
A lot of people credit it to the founder of Pizzeria Uno.
Mm. Oh,
which is interesting.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. All right. Well, we better do this. People are demanding it.
Bad boys, what you want, what you want, what you gonna do when Sheriff John Brown come for you?
And now, following the man and woman of law enforcement.
A caller from Wheeler Road reported that he saw an individual on his remote security system in his home.
Oh my God.
The police responded. The home was secure.
On the dangerous streets of Greg Hill's hometown.
The caller then reported that upon viewing the footage again, he realized that it was an old video of him from earlier in the week.
This is Stowe 5-0.
All right. Time now for a brief look at some of the terrifying crimes that have been either called in or walked in to my hometown police department, the Stowe Police Force. And of course, every week it is courtesy of the Stowe and Bolton Independent newspaper. And I believe I'm going to save what might be the single greatest Stowe 5-0 call ever for last.
All right, that makes sense. Yeah,
because you may want to discuss it.
Yeah.
On Monday, July 30th at 5:18 p.m., an officer stopped a bicyclist who did not move over for a fire truck.
Oh, see, you guys want to be on the road? You want us to respect you? You got to respect the rules of the road as well.
Yeah,
that drives
that's
you
legit.
I hate that when bicyclists go like flying through a red light, and I'm like, hey, what? If I came out of the side street and you were going straight, you'd be pissed.
Yeah. So they have to follow the rules of the road.
Move over.
A verbal warning was issued, by the way.
Oh.
At 6:54 p.m., a caller from Baldwin Drive reported that she believed her neighbor was accepting her Amazon deliveries and withholding them.
Thief.
No.
The police responded, the package was recovered from the caller's neighbor and given to the correct addressee.
Excuse me, someone has taken my Fabergé egg, and I'd like it back.
Have you ever lived through neighbor on neighbor rage?
Oh, no, yeah, luckily. Because yes.
I was side by each by a guy that just hated my guts. It was crazy.
I can't imagine why.
I'm guessing
my dog used to poop on his lawn.
I'm guessing
okay,
it's
what's
more
the
than,
big deal?
Guessing it's more than one. On Tuesday, July 31st at 4:32 p.m., a caller from Johnston Way reported that one of the residents was walking around in his underwear.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. Boy.
The police responded, and the man was advised, and the name of the road was changed to Johnson Way.
Yes, that's
fantastic. At 4:52 p.m., a walk-in reported that his rainbow flag and flagpole were missing.
Oh.
This was the third time the items were taken.
Doesn't sound very tolerant of people.
That's not right.
Knock that off.
On Wednesday, August 1st, at 12:17 p.m., a caller from Maple Street reported that a suspicious man was sitting in a beat-up car in a driveway.
Oh, well, the beat-up car was the suspicious part.
Right, exactly.
Let's be honest.
He was being overly friendly.
Oh. Meanwhile,
forbid,
he was probably there to do a job.
God forbid you be friendly.
Right? You can't just say hi anymore without
suspicious.
Oh, I'm assaulted.
Yeah, we don't know what was more suspicious, that he was in a beat-up car in Stowe or somebody dared to be friendly to other people.
Hey, neighbor.
Right?
If he was driving a Ferrari, the guy would have had a like 25-minute conversation.
Right. Yeah. No, if he was in a Mercedes and he was being a douche, he would have fit right in. On Friday, August 3rd, at 7:15 a.m., a caller at the Delaney Project reported that his dog swam to the middle of the pond and was getting tired.
Get out.
Uh-oh.
Well, you that know, happens. I mean,
did he have to
I
jump in?
He,
Do you
well,
want to
no,
save
he didn't
your
jump
own
in.
Dog?
He, the fire department responded, and the dog was safely rescued.
Oh,
so
they can't get the Gucci loafers wet. They'll warp.
On Sunday, August 5th at 5:15 p.m., an officer checked the town beach, and three individuals were asked to leave due to an open container violation.
Is that Lake Boone?
They dropped him off at the bridge?
Rosé. What do you think it was? It was a Camus?
Canned rosé.
All right, and then here we go. I think this rivals the man who saw a suspicious person on surveillance video from his home and called the Stowe police and then realized when he reviewed it that it was him on the footage. I think this might be the greatest call ever. On Monday, July 30th, at 1:31 a.m.,
yes,
a caller from Delaney Road reported that she needed assistance with a baby that was in the car in the driveway. The police and fire and rescue responded, and the incident was resolved immediately when the caller realized that she was having a bad dream.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, my God.
They're very real sometimes, but, I mean, the full police response.
They're very real sometimes?
Between the time you called and the time they showed up, you didn't realize, Susan, that it was just a dream.
You know, but you got to add the age. You got to age bracket that.
Ambien 911.
Yeah, that is Ambien 911. Right? I mean, are you kidding me right now?
Well, you take the sleep medicine, who knows? What's gonna
go
down.
I'm sorry about that. A texter is wondering if the Stowe PD and fire rescue were reimbursed for their efforts by the woman who was having a dream. I don't think they charge for that. I mean, if you get stuck, if you go on a hike and you're somebody like me who should not be hiking on a mountain and you get stuck and they have to rescue you, they make you pay for it, but I don't think they do in this particular case.
I believe I saw a quote from the woman. She had said something along the lines of, "My property taxes pay your salary."
Oh, she was
that
cocky
old
too. You have to pay for the ambulance if you call 911.
Yeah, that's right. Here's a text that says, what is the difference between that woman and LB seeing the blue-haired person outside the window? Not much. I mean, that's...
He called the non-emergency line. That's the difference.
Again, I saw Officer Scott the other day. I'm like, I've apologized to Halston PD multiple
times.
Oh, my God. Every time I see a guy... Because, you know, they're not a big force. They're awesome. They're amazing. But I'm just like, I'm really sorry about that.
All right. It is 7:53, and today's Hillman Morning Show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you can go to echostore.com.
Hey, guys.
Having trouble unlocking the mystery that is woman?
Why'd you have a fake?
What? Really?
On occasion.
How could he not know that?
They overdo the theatrics. They're like swinging from the chandelier. Oh, my God, you're an Adonis. This is amazing.
It's time to go inside the warped female brain.
All right. Time now to help you out if you are a man and you find the way in which the female mind works to be confusing. You may text your question right now to the text line, which is 97107. And Danielle, who has that same crazy, convoluted, confusing female brain, will tell you what's going on in there.
Take notes.
Here's a 508 text. How much does having a great body matter to women? I'm 170 and I have a six pack, but how important is it really?
It's important in the beginning. Because let's be honest, you know, when you ask people what's the first thing you notice about someone, then they're like, oh, their personality. No, it's not. They're walking toward you. You don't see their personality. You see their ass, their abs, their face, their eyes, all that good stuff. Yeah. So the bod is nice. You know, there are those people that demand that their partner is always in shape and whatnot. But once you get past the ripped bod, if you have a terrible personality, or if like if you open your mouth and you're David Beckham, It doesn't go very far. Oh, so,
voice.
You know, it's
important at the beginning.
At the beginning, but
even though we've learned that the dad bod is really popular now, asking for a friend.
Yes.
The body is still, that you're in good shape and you look good. That's still important
at
to women
beginning, because it's like it's the initial like turn on thing. But then as you get to know the person, this is why people slide when they get comfortable in relationships. Because
you don't cook, you don't do laundry.
Well, you put more of an emphasis on, you know, the person's character traits and, you know, whether or not they make you laugh and you have a good time and the sex is good.
Here's a 774 text. I started dating a girl to make another girl jealous.
Oh.
It worked. She threw herself at me and I left the first girl for the second. Now we're back to square one with her barely paying attention to me. What happened?
This is literally the scenario I describe every time when people ask me how to get out of the friend zone. You go date another chick. The first one becomes wildly jealous. She doesn't really want you all that much. And then as soon as your attention goes back to her, she's like, whew, okay, let's get back to status quo. So it just, unfortunately, that's how it works.
You might want to take a look in the mirror. You're fairly shallow.
Here's a 774 text. I had an attractive woman ask me for my number at a football game this weekend, and I have yet to hear from her. Why would she ask for my number if she's not going to reach out?
She was drunk and forgot what name she put it under in her phone. No, I find that a lot of people still... There's kind of a divide on whether or not people adhere to the old three-day rule thing. Sometimes people wait because they don't want to seem too eager, especially where there are 9 million ways in which you can communicate with people between text, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So she may just be waiting. If not, maybe she's not interested, had something else going on.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were going to another one. My point on that is that's the arrogance of guys. So he's butthurt she didn't call him in 3 days, but he spent last night wheeling three chicks at the bar with like four of his buddies. Guys are just selfish.
Here's a text about the guy who dated the girl to make the original girl jealous.
Yes.
They say that's what happened to Tom Brady this summer. as soon as Jimmy Garoppolo was gone, he got complacent.
Yeah.
And he didn't participate with any receivers in any activities.
Let's see.
Here's a seven. Oh, I can't. I won't say where this. It says, don't say my area code. A girl that seems interested in me only seems to message me when it's convenient for her or when she needs a favor.
Yeah.
I like her. Will it be worth the chase?
No.
No.
No, that never changes. There are those people that they want to see you when it's good for them, and when it's good for you.
Yeah.
They're never available. But then they're right on the horn when they got to ask you a question or they need help with something or something that you have knowledge base about. So that's not going to
washing machine.
Yeah, that's not going to pan out. I would back away from that quickly.
Here's a 774 text as we go inside the warped female brain. This chick I was texting but haven't met sent me a boob pic.
Ooh.
So I sent her a D pic. And she said, this isn't going to work out because I don't know how many women you have sent your D to.
But that isn't boob that, photo was taken just for you.
Isn't that hypocritical?
First of all, boob pick and a D pick, not on the same level.
Serious, right, Danielle?
No.
Oh, right, Danielle?
Not on the same level.
Okay.
For any guy that is listening, and I'm sorry I'm talking for you right now.
You're talking on every single one of these.
No, I'm not. Well,
he's contributing from his perspective.
I'm a guy. Any guy that believes a D pick is a good thing, you're a nitwit.
Yes. All right. So what were you going to say?
Those two things are not on the same level. So I don't really know what the appropriate... you can really only go like torso pick, maybe butt pick. D pick is not tradable with boob pick. You may have also made the mistake, and I find that men do this from time to time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.